possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad you're listening here at 94.1 on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and YouTube. A message to the YouTube subscribers. I bet you would love to see us at training camp. Have you sent an email to Rod Lakin yet? I want him to get so many emails, he begs me to stop. Rod.Lakin at Odyssey.com.
Are you doing your part? That's the fair question to start asking other people.
Yes, I'm doing my part. We're doing our part. Uh-huh. We have this show that, you know, people like. Are you doing your part to make sure that we do an interview there? There's only about 8 days left. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Who's done more for the NFL over the last 3 years, Taylor Swift or Roger Goodell? Is the pause. What do you think the vote is at, Ike?
I don't know how many people that follow us or listen to us are Swifties.
Right.
So I don't know if this is a strong Taylor Swift poll. I'm going to go with Roger Goodell, even though he's not the popular guy.
Yes.
And I'll go 63% Roger Goodell.
So it's 66% Taylor Swift.
Wow.
What has she done? I mean, she's helped the Chiefs.
I'm like, yeah, what has she done?
I mean, I imagine Swifties have watched those games more, and they have an awareness.
I think right. She's helped the New Heights podcast.
She certainly has helped that, or yeah. She will after this. Yeah, I'm wondering, has the overall popularity of the league picked up because of this, or has Chiefs fandom picked up? Because I can imagine Swifties are Chiefs fans, right?
Well, they have to be, right?
They're Chiefs
well,
fans.
And I think
they're not checking out Raiders-Jags on Thursday night because Taylor Swift is a fan of the Chiefs.
Right.
Now, I think the Eagles fans, I think we do get some because of Kylie.
They
love her too. I've
sure.
seen that as
sure.
well. So
sure.
they love her because they love her, of course. But the Swift connection
it's
there.
It's a connection there. I'm with you there.
Yeah. Taylor Swift has certainly brought an awareness of the NFL to to a lot of people who weren't aware before. I just don't know how much NFL they consume because of it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Saying.
Like the end goal of
and,
whatever it is.
Quite frankly, who isn't watching the NFL?
Right, yes.
Nowadays. I mean, hell, the NFL, once it's an all-year-round thing. They dominate the TV. They're buying up networks. Like
what else could they do?
Yeah.
I would still vote for Roger Goodell. I would vote for Roger Goodell. Let's talk about the Phils. Why don't we?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
A lot of things to get into.
I was going
to
say, this feels like it's going to be stacked.
Oh, we're loaded.
Okay.
Yeah, we're loaded. So I guess we'll start with some news and notes. Nola tonight up in Lehigh Valley.
Third start. Yep.
So maybe goes a little bit longer. And again, Taijuan Walker, good last night. Maybe they go six man if they don't want to IL Wheeler. But if they go six man, stretches everyone out in the rotation, gives them a little bit more break. Taijuan is pitching well enough where you don't have to rush him back to the bullpen. Like
yeah.
he does give them an option to where if they did want to IL Wheeler with the shoulder stiffness, I actually wouldn't do it in September. I'd probably do it as soon as possible to ramp him up before the playoffs. But
yeah.
that's neither here nor there. So, but Taijuan was good last night. But Nola is making a rehab start. He'll be back, I think. This should be his last rehab start, and then he'll be ready to rejoin the Phils.
I'll say this about Taijuan. I am sorry, Taijuan.
Wow.
See, I am sorry. Ike said you can never change your opinion on anything.
Wow. No, I do change it. It just takes a lot. No, I have changed my opinion on things, but
yes.
I think Taijuan Walker stunk last year. I think it was horrible to watch. However, this year, he has taken everything that they've handed him, moved to the bullpen, start, back and forth. There's a lot that a pitcher making $20 million who who wanted to be a malcontent could be a malcontent about it. So like the first thing he gets credit for is doing all of those things, like a good teammate and a good, but the other thing is no matter how hard they hit the ball off of him, he does not unravel. Like that is one thing you could say about Taiwan Walker, in that you could hit a ball 600 feet and he approaches the game just like he would. I mean, he has been, it almost seems like he just doesn't try to do too much. He throws his pitches, and he...
Well, I think Stock like talked to him or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they had him on. They interviewed him after his last start, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, I know I'm going to allow some home runs, but I can't walk people. And yeah, as long as he doesn't walk people, you can allow the solo home run. We live that. We live sure. with solos. That's yeah. the story of Nola's life.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? So, like, you live with a solo shot. It can't avalanche to more.
I am sorry I was so hard on him. He has been a soldier this year, and he's been a guy where, like, you think about the playoff roster. Yeah, he will be on the playoff roster. He's got to be on the play. He'll be their long guy.
Yeah.
He has to be their long guy, you know, in the playoffs.
And who would have thought? Yeah. I'm throwing this out there. I think he has more trade value this offseason than Castellanos.
Like, I would say so, too.
How about both of them together?
Well, they're both probably...
package deal.
Well, I don't know that's getting you. I don't think a team's lining up to take on nearly $40 million of Castellanos in Taiwan. But if you find that team, we'll ship them your way.
I do think he has more trade value than Castellanos. I do think he does. Because he's a guy who, if you figure at the least, he's a four starter on a normal team.
He'll take the ball every fifth day.
Yeah.
There's value to that, Ike. We know that.
Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
So congratulations, Taiwan Walker. Yeah. He is, I would say... I can't believe I'm saying this. Taiwan Walker has been a good Philly this year.
Yes.
He has morphed into a good Philly.
Listen, he's taking his criticism because we certainly have doled it out. Mm-hmm. And other than the liking of a tweet a couple years ago about mm-hmm. Rob Thompson or something, he hasn't been a malcontent. Like, he's been a good teammate, it seems like, with everybody.
Yeah, they like him down there.
And like you said, this year he's accepted any role they basically have asked of him.
Remember when Bryce tried to get him replaced?
Yeah.
Vocally tried to get him replaced?
Just said, hey, Blake Snell would help this team.
Yes.
That's it. That's it.
I do remember
That's
that.
It. Yep. Speaking of Bryce, I actually have two for you, Spike.
Okay.
Just some quick eye test things.
Yeah.
Were you okay on the play that Bryce got thrown out at home plate?
Well, if he got sent, then it is what it is. I didn't see whether he got sent or not. He was the most out guy that we've seen year.
No way he got sent.
Okay.
Still good to take a shot in that situation.
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
They didn't score. They weren't doing anything.
But he was out by 3 feet.
You don't think Marte has a hose in right field?
The point is, did Bryce know he had a hose in right field?
Well, he's really a third baseman, so I don't think he had any idea.
When Bryce looks at himself in the mirror, does he see Vince Coleman? Like, does he see, you know,
Sometimes he does.
How fast does he think he is?
I know. Yeah. A little cocky.
No.
And then what did the Spike Eskin eye test say about David Robertson's debut?
Oh my God.
I'll wait till I see the next one.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. He got out of
it. What'd you think after the first four pitch walk to start it off?
It wasn't, wasn't excited. It
wasn't even a close pitch to the strike zone.
Okay. Ideally, he's pitching when you're down by one or two.
Okay.
And hopefully he can keep it close. And in the situation last night, he has to be in a high leverage spot. It wasn't that high leverage, but you get the point.
Well, because
they were
down
so
guys.
Many guys in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, I told Jack this last night. I'm watching Romano last night, who had a fine inning.
By the way, 2.35 ERA in his last 14 outings.
I said to Jack, I said, can you believe at one point this year, we were like, oh yeah, Romano's going to be the closer. Now we're watching Durant, who's like the best player of all time. And this guy, Romano, who's barely a major leaguer at this point. And we're like, oh no, we're going to hand him the closer role.
You didn't appreciate his lockdown inning last night?
It was a good inning.
It was a good inning.
He's either brutal or insanely fast.
Or he's in and out.
Yeah, yep. It's crazy. ESPN ranked their top 50 major league players. This is by 17 experts. No one in the front office.
Yeah. Did you see where our Phils ended up on this?
No.
So Wheeler was nine.
Ninth best player
in
baseball.
That's the highest, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Judge was one. Otani was two.
Yep. Scooball.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised you wear your respect hat today. Is that a Threshers hat, by the way?
It is.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
You think it's a Reds hat?
Somebody did.
I just didn't know.
Somebody thought it was a Reds hat.
It's not. YouTube?
Yes. Or Twitter, I believe. Oh, no, it was YouTube. Yeah, they see you. Yes, they see you.
It is a Clearwater Threshers hat.
That's an old logo, though. That'd be when Trevor May was there.
It is an old logo. I got it at one of our spring training trips for, I believe, YSP.
Actually. Yeah, that's probably when you asked Harry Callis if
a bear would beat a fight and a shark.
A bear would beat a shark in a fight. Yeah. Yes. Schwarber checks in, Ike.
Yeah.
Number 14 player in baseball.
Sounds good to me.
Get that price tag up. I think I settled on 4 years, 120.
Oh.
$30 million a year. Feels fair.
Feels like an overpay.
I don't care. I don't care. We'll get to some Schwarber stuff here.
Yeah.
We'll get to some Schwarber stuff.
When we get to that.
Chris Sanchez at 19. Good for Chris Sanchez. Yeah. Finally. Yeah. Finally. Yeah. Trey at 32.
Wow.
And then Harper at 33.
So I was going to say, did Bryce make it? He made it. Okay.
He made it.
Do you think he sent that link to Dombrowski when he was talking about his extension?
I hope he put it at the front of his locker.
Yeah.
That is my
I'm one of the best players in baseball.
Yeah,
you guys, one of the best?
Yeah, you guys bullied out of him believing that, and look what's happened since.
Oh,
yeah, look what's happened since.
Yeah.
You too.
We hope he still believes it.
I know. But you know what he's doing? He's propping himself up, and you guys had to make it about the contract.
Oh, okay.
All right. So pieces.
Who was three was Skeens, right? And then Bobby Witt. I think
Scooball was three.
Scooball was three and Witt was four. Right. Yeah.
Skeens should be higher.
Yep.
But regardless. Okay. So Kyle Schwarber was asked last night about Cincinnati. Oh, the Queen City. Who's dying to go back to Cincinnati? Regardless, I don't want to trash Cincinnati, but here's Kyle Schwarber talking about the beautiful city of Cincinnati.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star Game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
Oh, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, it was, you know, I think Gordon for that one, but he asked the question, you know, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But you know, there's so many different aspects that go in the free agency and everything like that, and especially where you're playing at now and how, you know, you feel like you wanted us keep winning with the group here. But everything's there's unknowns, there's a business, and whatever happens, but I think, if you ask the childhood Kyle, why wouldn't you want to come play for your hometown team?
I got to tell you, Kyle Schwarber's handling his contract year the way a smart guy handles his contract year.
Oh, he's crushing it.
Have the best season you could and keep all your options open.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yep.
So I don't blame him for any of
this. Just like Sosa.
Yeah. Soto.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to pull a Soto after they lose and say, we'll wear a Boris hat, even though he's not a Boris client?
Yeah, no, I don't think he'll go that far.
No, I don't think he's going to do all that.
He's going to be a Philly. Unless somebody gives him a Godfather offer, he'll be a Philly.
Yeah.
That concerns me less than hearing Dave Dombrowski not really seem to be all in on bringing Kyle Schwarber back.
You know, the last time he said something, I think it was yesterday, the day before, he sounded more. He was like, we want him to be a Philly we want to keep him here for a number of years and blah, 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 he said.
Okay.
But he's got to do the same thing Schwarber's doing. Schwarber's got to keep his options open, and if Dombrowski's smart publicly, he can't sound so married, because I bet Dombrowski's got Middleton in his ear going,
every day.
We're not going to lose that guy, are we? We can't lose that guy.
Right. You're right about that.
Yeah. And there's no way. Who's Schwarber's agent? Is it a big guy?
It's not Boris. Okay. I actually don't know who it is.
Okay. You know, his agent is probably texting Middleton. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
I certainly want him here.
Yeah.
But if he's not going to be here.
It is.
Two things.
Yeah.
What Reds team did he grow up watching? Austin Kearns?
Yeah.
Those were some good teams.
Who? Homer Bailey? Oh, Griffey when they
Brandon
brought him
Phillips.
Back?
Yeah, Brandon Phillips.
Oh, did he get fat Griffey?
Pokey Reese probably he probably got fat Griffey. Yeah, he probably did.
Young
probably
Jay Bruce. Did. He's probably all hype about Jay Bruce.
Yes. Jay Bruce.
Joey Votto. Yes. He was weeping tears when Halladay threw the no-hitter against them in the postseason, just like Ike was because he had to go home. So, and the second thing is,
I definitely want him to stay here. But you guys would be miserable if he goes to Cincinnati.
Yeah. I just wish there was a live cam on Middleton for every Schwarber home run.
Yeah, because he knows it costs him every time.
Like, is that foul? He called in the Reds last night saying, "Hey, review that."
Yeah,
I think that was foul.
He's campaigning for Ohtani's MVP case. I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, and now Ohtani's in. Apparently in trouble.
It's
again.
Not real trouble.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't read it. I saw it on Twitter.
Yes. Everybody's flipping out. It's not real trouble. But Ohtani, the problem with the Schwarber MVP thing now is Ohtani's pitching.
Yeah.
He's really pitching. Yeah, he's not doing the one inning thing.
It's got to hurt your soul, huh?
Well, no. I said when he's pitching, he's the best player in baseball.
I know.
When he's not, he's just at DH.
The lineup is out. Castellanos is in it. I had wondered, because Saturday night they sat him against the righty. He is hitting 197 since July 1st, obviously struggling at the plate. I know it was maybe the hard turf in Globe Life Field is why Cassie was off his feet, but we'll see if maybe tomorrow he's out of the lineup, if Thompson's going to commit to the platoon thing. But he did it again last night, where Castellanos bats in the top of the ninth, and then in the bottom of the ninth, protecting a three-run lead. He already had pulled Kemp for defense. He pulled Weston Wilson for defense. He left Castellanos out there. And that is annoying to me. And I worry that in the postseason, he's just going to leave him out there because he's afraid of Nick Castellanos. And my point is, what are you afraid of? He's a replacement level player. What is he going to do? He has not produced in a while. Just do the right baseball thing. Thompson's been great. I think he's been different this year. It's been positive.
I agree.
That has to stop.
He's going to do it in the playoffs.
I'd be shocked.
My
gut should.
My gut tells me he has been laying the groundwork. I think the conflict earlier this year, mm-hmm. even sitting him the other day, like, is not something that he would have done last year. And I think he is trying to balance two things with Castellanos. One, what he thinks is the right baseball move. The other thing is he can't lose Casty. He doesn't want a war with the guy.
Right.
So I think he's trying to balance it. And I think what he's trying to do is say, is this really worth it in the regular season? I have let this guy know that I can do this and I will do it. Do I have to shove it in his face every time? So my gut tells me that based on how Thompson's been this year, which is different, he has made changes this year he wouldn't normally make.
Yep.
I think in the playoffs, he will pull Casty in a ninth inning of a close game for a defensive replacement. I think we will see Kepler out there or something if he's not already out there. That's what
I hope.
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
I don't think he's going to do it either, but I'm with you. I hope he does.
I think he's going to. That's my gut.
We'll see.
All right. 215-592-9494. You believe in the Phillies? That is the main thing today. Do you believe? Do you think it's different? Or do you think it's more of the same? And next question, we do have a spot in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. If you want to be in it, what you have to do is tell us why. OG Wade, you're on WIP, who will not be in the Fantasy Football League.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up, OG? You're a lot of things. A good fantasy football player is not one of them. One of the worst I've ever seen.
Listen.
Yeah.
Boom. We ain't even got to get into all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was the best. Y'all jealous that I'm a, you know, you're just mad at me. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay.
You were in last place. I don't think you won a week.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't. Yeah, and you gave wins to everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, listen. I want this Jalen Hurts thing, because that's what the athletics list was, really. It was an attempt at poking at Jalen.
No,
because
it wasn't.
Ike Reese asked you a question and you weren't too honest with him.
Yes, I was.
He asked you,
I'm always
what
honest.
Context was that question? The tier one, and you didn't give him that.
I don't but think so, can you ask me what you're saying that I didn't ask? I didn't answer. What ask me the question because I don't understand.
But Ike said for the tier one, I would like to know what the qualifications for being in the tier one.
You always try to whittle it down to this. Who they think the best players are. It's not like rocket science, OG.
The Athletic actually gave their definition of a tier one quarterback. It says, can carry his team each week, wins because of him.
Okay. Then none of that is Jalen. None of that's Jalen.
Slow down.
None of that's Jalen.
Okay, slow your roll. All right. You want to talk or you want to let me talk?
Well, name's in the show. Yours isn't.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Being honest.
All right. Well, we good. We good now because, you know, we can swing it all day long. Pause. But, yeah, we can do that. I mean, I'll win every time.
Understand what you're asking.
Okay. I'm not asking a damn thing at this point, Spike, because you let that fly right out the damn window. Now let's just talk about the tier one thing.
Okay,
you said that none of that's Jalen. Then guess what? According to tier one, that's none of them guys. Only one that is in tier one is Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
No. You just said carries the team, wins because of him. I don't know if you watched Josh Allen's year last. He was the entire offense, OG. He was the entire offense. He ran for more first downs than any quarterback in football. Like, he didn't turn the ball over. He threw the ball well. He passed the ball well. He did it without very many skill players along with him. The whole offense is based around him. It's just true. It's fine. It's fine.
So my question to you is, it says wins because of him.
Yes.
So if he's never been to a Super Bowl and he doesn't have a Super Bowl, how can you say you win because of him?
Because there's more games. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. If you look at the games that he has not won in the playoffs, largely, it is because the defense on that team has failed them. Now, he hasn't been perfect, but he's got like the fifth best quarterback rating in the playoffs of all time. Of all time.
Spike,
in history.
What is the goal in the play? What is your goal as a football
player? I'm not doing that. 215-592-9494. Israel in Elkins Park. You're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Iz?
You know what? I listen. I know it's a slow news day. The Phillies are on a hot streak.
It's not.
And we just come up with these.
No. We were talking about the Phillies.
But we come up with these stupid questions. And it doesn't make any sense.
What question?
Lamar Jackson, every time he's in the playoff, in a critical moment, he wets the bed.
He does.
The same goes for Josh Allen.
That's not true.
Not true at all.
It's not true. It's not true.
You got to play Patrick Mahomes. They come up small.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't do. You can say it's not true.
But it is.
But I'm dealing in reality. I'm not dealing in feelings.
Okay. All right.
Every time Jalen Hurts plays Patrick Mahomes, he outplays him.
Okay.
I don't do opinion-based stuff.
Okay.
I do all factual-based.
Okay. So factually, how do you think Jalen played last regular season? Factually.
Factually. When he plays Patrick Mahomes.
No. So he's not even in the AFC.
When he played him in the first Super Bowl, he outplayed him.
All right.
When he played him in a regular season, he outplayed him.
Okay. This is facts,
Spike. When he played him in the last Super Bowl, he outplayed him.
Okay. They don't play against each other. Okay. They don't play against each other.
When Kansas City played the Philadelphia.
So are you telling me that Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes?
I'm telling you that they're 1-2.
Okay. All right. But he's beaten him every. He's outplayed him every time. Why is he not better than him?
He could be.
But is he?
That's a real.
Why is it? So? Let me ask you this: why is he not? What is Patrick Mahomes better at than Jalen?
Patrick Mahomes.
Then don't say Super Bowl.
Patrick Mahomes makes a series of big plays, and he's been doing it for the last 5 years.
Well, more than 5 years. Yeah.
Five, 7 years.
And it's not just big plays because he threw for 51 touchdowns one year and threw for 5,000 yards.
That also goes with my point.
Okay.
That every time Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have to pay Patrick Mahomes,
You're wrong. You don't even watch those games.
You're wrong.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates.
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why is it? Hold on.
Not everybody that loses wets the bed. Did it? Jalen wet the bed in the 2022 season Super Bowl? Did Jalen Hurts wet the bed in the 2022 Super Bowl? Did Jalen Hurts wet the bed in the 2022 season Super Bowl?
We're in 2025. I need you to catch up.
Did Jalen Hurts wet the bed in the 2022 season Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Absolutely no.
Okay. But he lost, right? He lost, right? Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to put you on hold. Here's the issue. Is not every player who loses a game lost the game because they wet the bed. Jalen Hurts played great in the 2022 season Super Bowl. He played great. He did not wet the bed, yet he lost. Many of the players that lose to Patrick Mahomes, which is why Mahomes is generally the consensus number one, great players lose when they play Patrick Mahomes, even when they play well.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's played well in those games. I'm sorry, he has. He hasn't done enough to win, but he's played well. He didn't wet the bed. We need to deal in reality. Do you want to be in the fantasy
he's
football?
Never been in a Super Bowl.
One more chance. Do you want to be in the fantasy football league?
I can be the fantasy football league.
Why do you deserve to be in?
Because I'm right.
Well, that's not true. We can't let.
Good job, Israel.
Every show, I don't even want to do it anymore. I'm going to quit.
You can't quit.
I know. I'm not quitting. I told you. Yeah, get you to 60. Yeah. Coming up next, Josh Uche was on the midday show. Man. By the way,
at training camp.
We were not there. If you'd like us to be there, rod.lake@nlc.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening. Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight. A 640 first pitch. So yesterday we had 610. Today we have 640. Tomorrow we have 510 first pitch, I believe. Twitter question.
What's going on with your city? 510 for what?
And I had to Google it to find out if Cincinnati was Central Time or it is Eastern Time.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And isn't it basically in Kentucky? So is it actually the South?
It's not the South.
Well, that's Herb told me.
Yeah. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. Here's a new one. Who has a better chance to win a title this year, the Eagles or the Phillies?
Ooh.
It's a harder question. The gut tells you Eagles because they just won a championship.
Right.
But the more you think about it, you're like, well, most teams don't win a championship the year after they win a championship.
And the Phillies are already two-thirds of the way there.
Yes. Yeah, they're already probably going to be in the playoffs. Yeah.
99% chance on Baseball Reference.
There you go. Don't keep quoting that.
That's a good question. It's not an easy one.
Let me look up the odds real quick.
Yeah, that's not an easy one.
Because my guess is, the last time I looked,
Phillies have second best odds, though.
Yeah, they were plus 650 the last time I looked. And I bet the Eagles are probably somewhere around the same. So the Phillies' odds to win the World Series are, the Phillies are currently plus 550.
Puts them where?
Second.
Second. Okay.
Behind the Dodgers?
Behind the Dodgers.
How far ahead of the other teams, like the Padres?
Sorry. So Dodgers are plus 350. The Phillies are plus 550. Then the Mariners, Brewers, Astros, Tigers, all plus 900.
Wow.
The Blue Jays plus 1,000 and the Yankees plus 1,100.
Oh, so still no other National League team.
No. Wow. So it's the Dodgers.
Okay.
So then.
Well, the Brewers were plus 900.
Oh, were the Brewers at 900?
Yes.
Okay.
Brewers are plus 900.
By the way. Yeah,
they were plus 2,000 2 weeks ago. By the way.
Plus 550 is an impossible bet. You know,
don't bet that.
Nah, it's not. That's not a good number.
Those aren't good odds to bet.
I cannot even get out of bed.
Well, I already placed my bet for the Phillies to win the World Series. I got them at plus 950.
So to win the Super Bowl, the Eagles are plus 700. So if you go by odds right now,
Phillies have a better.
Phillies are shorter odds. The Bills and Ravens are co-favorites at plus 600, then the Eagles at plus 700. So
okay,
I guess I
by
would
way,
say the
place
Phillies.
My bet for the Phillies to win the World Series May 28th.
Oh, at what? What were the odds then?
Plus 950.
Plus 950. I guess I would say the Phillies, just because I know they're already going to be on the in the playoffs, and because of the difficulty to win back to back Super Bowls. I guess I would just say the Phillies.
I would probably go with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Also,
the vote so far: Eagles at 74.9%.
Ah, the elitist have both spoken.
Yeah, as always.
A lot of confidence in the Eagles.
Yes.
Good team.
Yeah.
Very good team.
Excited to watch them play.
Now, I'm gonna tell you, I don't like the Jalen's not having a great training camp thing.
It's not great.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't, not that you don't like people are saying it, you don't like the fact that he's not having a great camp.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that he's not humming in practice. I know it's a new coordinator, but it's essentially the same offense.
You would kind of want the momentum of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, especially the way camp started, the way Ellie was talking about camp, to be one of those ones where he's completing every pass, and it's like, wow, he just looks like he has a handle.
Right.
It doesn't feel that way based on the way that everyone's talking
about it.
Does it?
Yeah. So hopefully this is one of those sort of reverse things where he has a great regular season, even though his training camp has been a little choppy up and down.
Fingers crossed. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. By the way, hold on, Derek, 1 second. I actually hope that. I want him to play great.
I know.
You know, I want the Eagles to be good. And to show the difference between playing great and last year, I would like to see that difference
as
well.
There's a difference there, yeah. I agree. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Derek, what up?
What's going on? Hey, I got a proposal for y'all at the end. But, Ike, I want to ask you a question real quick.
All right.
Because I was in Mechanicsburg today, where John Ritchie's from, and ain't nobody know him. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
So I want to know, when you in Cincinnati, whatever part of Cincinnati you from, the people, if I was to be up there and I said, yo, you know my man Ike Lee, see you on the radio station, play for the Eagles, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Would I get the same reaction that I got all day today asking about John Ritchie in Mechanicsburg?
Yeah, probably.
It was a long time
ago. I haven't lived in Cincinnati in 28 years. Matter of fact, I haven't lived in Cincinnati since I left to go to college.
Oh, so.
That's 30 years. 30, yeah, that's 30 something years. Yeah, that's 30 years.
34 years.
Yeah.
Wow. You're old.
Wow, you're getting out there. You same age as me then. I might be 51, bro.
So everybody just had a revelation. Yes, I'm old, yes.
Well, I'm old too, Derek. I'm calling him old because it's funny to call somebody else old when you're old too.
But to answer your question, I would be surprised if you ran into anybody I grew up with, because that's the only way somebody would know me. It would have to be a family member or somebody I grew up with. Yes.
Anyway, I'm over the whole quarterback list thing.
Thank
honestly,
you.
Oh man.
I mean,
is this the last one?
I'm just saying, I'm not calling in to be I just look at it all these quarterbacks that we have, people have ahead of Jalen, except for Lamar. They was, number one draft pick. So they always was thought to be, a better eye tester and a better arm and this, that, and the third. And I just feel like Jalen, he's good enough for us. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I guarantee in Buffalo, right? Yeah, they can say, oh, we got the MVP. But Buffalo, when the last time Buffalo won something, right? When's the last time Cincinnati won something, right? So it's we got to pick our poison. Do we want to be bragging about – yeah, that's what I'm saying. We want to be bragging about we got, you know, the number two best quarterback in the league, but we ain't getting to no Super Bowls and winning no championship games. That's why I'm it's all about opinion. Well, I just think Hurts. People are critical of some of the stuff that he does, and they give other quarterbacks more passes than him. But I guess that's because we're here in Philly. We hear more of that because he's our quarterback. I would love to know what they say about Josh Allen on Buffalo's radio station, as if he's.
I can tell you what they say. I hope he never leaves here.
Well, at this point, yeah. I'm sure they fought about him a lot, by the way. I'm sure
a couple years ago, sure.
Yeah, we have a station in Rochester, actually. I'll actually ask one of those guys. I think the point, I agree with you, Derek. If you had told everybody here 4 years ago, hey, in 2025, we will have a team that went to two Super Bowls, won one, and a quarterback that is a consensus top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Would you take it? I think we would all have been elated at if that were the, if what we had to argue about the quarterback is whether he is 7 or 8 in the league and we have a Super Bowl, I think we would have all been thrilled at that point. And I agree with you. Every one of those fan bases would rather have a Super Bowl than saying that their quarterback is number 3 on the athletic list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to say, there's 32 quarterbacks in the league. So if he's top 10, like that's good. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's my proposal though, right?
Yeah.
So you've been singing Creed for a while, and I've been trying to come up with a song that kind of, from the delegation, that kind of mimics that Take Me Down, right? So the other day I listened to the Commodores, right? Lionel Richie. There's a song called Zoom, right? If you listen to that song, a lot of the words in there, it kind of sound like Creed a little bit, man. So you could at least give it a try.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Give it a try. Oh. Give it a listen.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Suggestion for a new show.
Jack, what I would like you to do is we can't do it at 5, but and we can't do it at 5:30. At some point tomorrow, you will come back with Zoom, and we'll listen to it and give it the ear test. The ear test. All right, Derek.
And listen, I'm in the fantasy league, right?
Yes, you are in the league.
All the GMs that's coming there, man, come in there dressed like a GM. That's my proposal to y'all. Come in there looking like you're ready for business, man, because
so a vest.
It's really a business meet. I ain't saying a vest.
Oh, well, that's what Howie wears.
Derek, no. Come dressed like you're going to a fantasy football draft. Your jersey, your gear, like, what are you talking about? I don't need a bunch of stuffy shirts and vest on. What do you mean? This is fun. This is football.
Man, listen, it's Friday night, man. I'm not married. I'm coming in a whole outfit, man. So
all right, Derek.
All right.
There you go. Derek's in the fantasy football league.
That sounds like Derek wants to have a post fantasy football party. That's what he wants
to
do.
Well, he's one of those guys. Everybody's got a friend who at the end of the night goes, "So where are we going now?
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, where are we going?"
And I'm always like, "What?
Home?
We just had dinner. That was it. Where are we going now? Now? I don't know where you're going."
That sounds like Derek. Derek said, "I ain't married. I'm going to be out. I want to put my clothes on. Yeah, I'm going somewhere after this."
You got a bunch of married dudes. So
I'll be at the house.
If Derek's in the league, you want to be in the league. We have another spot up for grabs today. So in your call, you have to convince us. And, you know, speaking of a night out, there's the best way that a night out ends is with some loving.
Now I'm awake.
It's with some loving. Is that right or wrong, Jack?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Ike and I believe it's with some loving. And you want your loving to be, you know, top of the line.
That's right.
You've heard us talk about Blue Chew. And there's
what are you waiting for?
In your brain, you know it's worth trying. The good news is, and in your brain, and I understand the stigma, there shouldn't be one, but I understand it. In your brain, you're like, I don't want anyone to know, whatever. You just want her to know. The great thing about Blue Chew is that you don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy.
I took a needle in the ass.
That was an inappropriate one. That one didn't even make any sense. There's no needles involved. It is a chewable with the same active ingredients as Cialis and Levitra and Stax and Viagra. There's no reason to wait. All you have to do is try. And it's made here in the USA. It's shipped direct to you. So the prices stay down. But as far as price goes, Ike, we have arranged for Jack to pay for their first month.
There you go. So it's free.
First month is free. Jack is paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is go to bluechew.com. I'm telling you, just this is my advice. Just try. Just try. Wait till that hard envelope comes in the mail.
You started doing hand gestures. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing over
this
there?
This is for the YouTube people. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. That's like $5. And then you can
chew it and do it.
The WIP Midday Show was at training camp today.
Uh-huh.
We have not been there yet, not talked to any players.
Mm-hmm.
Rod.Lakin and Odyssey.com.
Mm-hmm.
They did talk to Josh. Now, we've been saying it wrong. I looked up the pronunciation. It is Josh Uche.
Uche?
I don't like Uche? That. It's Uche.
Uche.
So,
Uche.
Well, he He was calling him Duran all day on the show yesterday.
Well, it's hard. Listen, I've been doing Duran for every other Duran.
It's Duran.
But when you're cooking and you're saying things
I
fast.
I can't get the first name.
Joan. Like Joanne.
Joan Duran.
Duran.
See?
Bam.
Yep.
I know.
It's Joan
Duran.
That's why he went to Syracuse.
That's why I don't use the first name. It's
yeah.
Duran.
Duran.
Right?
Yeah.
Duran is easier.
But you got to break the habit of saying Duran.
Yeah.
And that takes a little
bit. If you quit saying it, then most people will break the habit.
Yeah.
Duran.
You're the Phillies guy.
I know.
Grow up.
Freddie Galvis.
No. It's not a Galvis situation. Josh Uche was on the Midday Show and talked a lot about the culture of being here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's what he had to say.
So what is it like since you've gotten here? What has the energy been like for you, and how are you starting to fit into this pass rush room?
Yeah, you know, before I signed here with Philly, you know, I was at an NFLPA meeting, and I ran into my guy, Zach Bond. And, you know, we kind of reflected a little bit on the year he had and kind of the situation coming from New Orleans. And he just told me the first thing he realized when he got to Philly was the energy, just from when you first walk in the building. And, you know, remembering him saying, yo, like, Philly could be a place for you to come to, you know, when I was thinking about places. And he was 100% right, man. The energy here from the staff, the cafeteria room, to the janitor, to everything, everybody is high.
Shout out to T-Roy.
Yeah, shout out T-Roy.
Good dude.
Josh, how would you compare being here? I mean, you've played in some pretty high profile spots. You were a New England Patriot, you were a Kansas City Chief, now you're in Philadelphia. How would you compare the atmosphere here to a place like that? Because you've been in three spots where the expectation is to win and to win a championship.
Yeah, you know, all of the places are different, but I'd say just from an organizational standpoint, I think things are just ran very, very efficiently here. I feel like Howie does a great job bringing in people that keep the machine rolling, man. I mean, just from staff to players to coaches to everybody. So just kudos to the organization and the higher-ups for keeping this a well-oiled machine.
It is nice to have an organization that people, you know, obviously he wants to stay, so he's not going to say anything bad. But it does seem like the Eagles are a machine right now in terms of how they're run. They know how to do everything.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about the possibility of Howie maybe moving on at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sort of intimated here and there, I won't be here forever.
Yeah.
It would just, it just feels so perfect right now the way that it is, that if they lose anything underneath Howie or Jeffrey, they just, as long as it's only one or two things, They're just run so well that they're able to absorb and, you know, figure out those things. So
yeah,
it makes me proud that people talk about the organization like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I can't say it's always been that way. It's always felt that way for me. But I don't know if the perception was that way around the league about the Eagles. Now, I'm going back primarily talking possibly before Howie even took over as the GM. Right. Or even during that little window where Chip was here,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, players here who were playing under Chip, not so much would speak badly about the organization, but playing for Chip
yeah.
wasn't the most fun thing. So I think that reputation was out there. And the Eagles, to their credit, they've done a great job of changing all of that. You know, they got the stench of Chip being here away from the team. They brought Doug in. They won a Super Bowl. They moved on from the Wentz thing that was in the locker room. And now Jalen's in there as your face of your franchise, along with everything else they're doing. I think it has become a place of destination. When Saquon leaves somewhere and comes and does what he's done, and there's been other players, too, that have come here and gotten paid.
Yeah, and like I love it here. You love it here.
Mm-hmm.
But Philadelphia in general is not like a destination for players.
Right.
So I would say that it's not like a...
And that's changing, I think.
Yes.
I mean, Bryce has helped that with the Phillies.
Bryce has helped it with the Phillies, and the Eagles doing what they've done is... It's not easy, usually, to convince a player to come to Philly.
Right.
But I think that is changing. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That changing.
Now, do you think playing for the organizations is separate from playing in the city?
Yes, but I think they're tied together.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
I think, I think the
but
thing.
I wonder if they try to separate. Because we kind of get put out there as the face of the city, meaning WIP radio and this and that and the other, and fans being too hard on players and that sort of thing.
So to me, the trick is getting people here.
Yeah.
Because once you get them here, then
they can experience it themselves.
It's not for everybody, right. But more times than not, people are like, oh, being there, you know?
I agree.
Because winning here is more fun than winning anywhere else.
I would agree.
Losing here sucks, but winning here is pretty fun. Yeah. So I think the battle is getting them here. And then you just see the number of athletes that don't leave after they're done playing or, you know, make a home here.
Hand raised.
Yeah. Even look at Barkley. It's not like Barkley at a Charles. Mm-hmm. Charles not from here.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, just keeps coming back here because,
Now, I've lived here longer than I lived in Cincinnati.
Which is crazy to think, right? Yeah.
I only lived in Cincinnati until I was 18.
Hear that, Kyle Schwarber?
Well, and I was born in North Carolina.
People forget that.
So, I mean, I've been here longer than I lived in Cincinnati.
So you're real Philadelphian, as people can tell.
Or South Jerseyan.
Yeah, it counts. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five of five?
Funniest things that happened in the last couple of days.
Oh. Really digging in.
Buzz.
Didn't
he just do that?
On the show last week.
Yeah.
But there was a return of some dirtiness in the Phillies booth.
Okay.
Other Phillies broadcasters. Okay. Two, actually.
Yes. Okay. Is one of them the one I know
about?
One
is the one.
It's one of the most egregious ones I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Made me send a text message to the person who said it. And I was like, what are you doing?
And he said, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's not what he said, but he's lied. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.